This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In the evening with Lynn, Kelvin and Ayman, and this hour, we're going to be talking about the value of museums in Malaysia, what it means to different people, whether it's locals, tourists, children, adults, just what does it mean to us to have a good museum?
So the Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture, Datuk Mohamadin Ketapi, recently called for a review of entrance fees into our museums because he thinks that right now it is a bit too low. He says that a higher entrance fee will help fund museums and allow them to be upgraded and add more exhibits.
And he also said that museums should not just focus on exhibitions, but also engage more with the community. So in general, he's looking at ways to improve the services in museums, especially considering that there will be an expected increase in visitors this year.
So we wanted to, I guess, get behind this idea, like I said, of the value of museums as a place for art, history and culture, and also talk about the general experiences of visitors, right, when they come to museums here in Malaysia and pay their, I don't know, 5 ringgit, 10 ringgit entrance fee. And I just really love this story because I am exactly that kind of person. I'm the kind of person who whenever I go to any town, wherever it is, however big or small, I will check to see if there's a museum, and if I can find the time or if I can work a day around it, I will go to the museum. I just love them, whether it's like mannequins and dioramas or whether it's, you know, more elaborate exhibits. I just love the experience of it. I like learning. I'm just that kind of nerd, I guess.
Yeah, so that is also the case for me, though. I'm a bit more selective. I tend to go to museums specifically for the kinds of exhibitions that they have. So if, let's say, even if it's a tiny, tiny museum, but they have a really interesting exhibit, I remember one that had something on video games that I really wanted to go for, I would go for those.
And for me as well, what's important for me when visiting a museum is if they have a special exhibition going on and how frequently they do it, because that is what is important if you want to attract people and make them come back again and again and again.
But more than that, I think it's also about what museums represent overall, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking as if... we're already kind of leaping ahead to upping the game of museums, how we need to have different exhibits, how we need to refresh things. And I agree with all that. I do think that a lot of major cities, when they have museums, those museums tend to attract interesting speakers. They tend to attract visiting artists, visiting exhibitions. So there are usually things like that where it's like, oh, you know, if you've never seen this person's work mm-hmm. before, come mm-hmm. and check it out. But on the whole, there's also the other question of just what do museums mean in general? Like, what is the significance of having them around?
I think they kind of play the role of being public, a public good in the same capacity as libraries play, right? They have the role of education. And as the minister pointed out earlier, Mohamadin Ketapi, he also said that there should be more outreach and more community engagements. So they do have that role to play, where they're places of education, they're places of bringing people together. And that's the way they serve local communities. It's so important that, I guess, even for kids, for adults, to be able to realistically and historically engage with the material that's there and experience how it was like. So even if it's, say, just going to Dataran Merdeka, for example, well, in this case, it's specifically about museums, but having displays there and having to be able to see it in person really makes a difference in understanding certain materials, for example.
But then should we be upping the ticket price? I mean, if you're saying that it needs to serve a community role, then it should be made more accessible, not necessarily
sure.
less, right?
Sure. I mean, it should be playing a scheme where, like, for kids, it's one price, for adults, it's one price, for elderly, it's the other price. So, and it goes the same, right? If you have an IC, that's also a separate price. And I think some museums and some local sites are already playing that role.
And for sure, money is important as well. And it's important to find a balance between accessibility for different groups of people and also the ability for the museum to maintain the exhibits or invest in other exhibitions that they can do or other activities, invite world-famous artists and any kind of activities that they want to do. So we need to find that fine balance between accessibility and profitability as well.
But you go to museums pretty often, don't you?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I guess so.
Are they affordable to you?
In Malaysia, yes, I find them very affordable because, like the minister said, there's those that are five ringgit, there are those that are free. But I find that the ones that are really worth going, for example, my favorite one is the Islamic Arts Museum.
Right.
They charge something like above 10 ringgit, if I recall correctly. And oh, they just have so many fantastic exhibitions. And the recent one that they had was about Persian ceramics, which you couldn't find anywhere else right now. So, which is why I believe that just a tiny bit of investment on behalf of museum goers would go a long way in improving their experiences in that museum.
I think that when it comes to the museums in our country, there is a little bit of a gap in between where a lot of them are falling at the moment, which is that if you want to have, you know, a big, giant museum where it's like the national museum of whatever or the national museum of the nation, then it has to achieve, I think, a little bit of that polish and grandeur to some degree that you're describing with the Islamic arts one. But at the same time, if you are going to do a more niche subject, if you are going to do, we have Museum Telecom, for example, you know, where it's highly specific, then I wish that they would just deep dive a little more. Just go full nerd, you know, just really show me everything. And it feels right now like neither of those things are happening.
It kind of feels like an unsuccessful attempt at summarizing our history textbook.
Sometimes, yeah. I think in some cases. But tell us, do you like museums? What do you think of our museums, whether they're here in KL or in, you know, other cities and states around Malaysia? Do you often go visiting to museums? Do you think that they're worth the price of entry? 7733 2900 is the number to call. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be back to continue this conversation with Cam Razlan, who is the host of BFM's A Bit of Culture, which is certainly kind of a little bit what we're talking about today. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Moolah, BFM 89.9.
It's 6:13 in the evening with Lynn, Kelvin and Ayman, and we're talking today about museums. More specifically, this call that's come through from our tourism minister to review the pricing, the tickets of museums here in Malaysia to make them perhaps a bit more modern, a bit more competitive. Basically a bit higher. And we're talking about just the value of museums, whether we like them and whether or not currently the museums that we have in the country stack up to this intended rise in prices as well. We want to hear from you. Do you like museums? Do you think our museums are good? Call us at 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. And we're crossing over now to Cam Razlan, who is, of course, host of BFM's A Bit of Culture, a familiar voice here on the Evening Edition as well. Cam, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Museums, my favourite subject.
Me too. Okay, yeah. So what value in general do you think museums have in terms of culture, in terms of art and history?
Well, first of all, I'd say that museums cannot and should not and do not portray any objective truth. It's all about interpretation, how we imagine ourselves, and that story keeps changing. So I think it's a beautiful space, and we do have these spaces where you can be showing the story of, be it the history of Malaysia or Islamic arts, for that matter. And I think that it's a place where we can go and be educated, but also have an opportunity to disagree with the interpretation that's being put over. But ultimately, dazzled, hopefully dazzled.
How do you think our museums contribute to the tourism experience in Malaysia?
Ah, you see, now this is the thing that gets me annoyed. We in Malaysia constantly feel the need to legitimize ourselves through tourists. But I think that's partly because when Malaysians do go to museums, it's usually overseas and it's usually as a tourist. But if you do go to those museums in, say, London or New York or wherever, you know, take a look and you will see that the locals are frequenting those museums. You have busloads of school kids coming in from out of town. You have provincial people who are spending the weekend in London. They're going to go visit the museums. The local should be the priority and not, you know, trying to make it for tourism.
Well, on that note, Cam, I mean, I did just... when was the last time you went to a local museum? So it's a double question. When was the last time you went to a museum? And then also, when you have had friends visit you, when was the last time you brought a friend to a local museum?
Well, I don't like having friends come visit me.
Sure, yeah.
I don't want to have them stay or anything like that. But I actually went to Museum Negara just a couple of weeks ago. When was the last time you went there? Anyone?
Ivan actually, I think, has been calmed down.
I went there last year.
Okay. I went there just a couple of weeks ago, actually for the first time since the 1960s. And I was kind of horrified. I mean, sure, I paid what, 4 ringgit, I think. But there are 4 rooms there, and one of them, the aircon is not working. And it may have been fixed since then, but when I spoke to people there, they said it hadn't been working for months and months and months. when you want to get a drink, there's a machine outside, and guess what? It wasn't working. If you are disabled, you can move around, but it's not the easiest experience. And so these little things really annoyed me. It just so happened that the aircon was not working in the hall that does the colonial experience. So perhaps there was something going on there. But it was poor. It was a poor experience. But some of the artifacts in there are actually very nice, very good. But the presentation was perhaps better than I expected in some ways, but certain aspects, it was a very poor experience.
So so that's the Museum Negara, right? What about in other museums? Have you ever had an experience that impacted you in a maybe memorable or meaningful way?
In Malaysia?
In Malaysia.
I'll start with in Malaysia. There are 2 museums in Malaysia. You mentioned the Islamic Arts Museum. It's a very good museum. I like that one. But there are 2 museums. One is the Sarawak Natural History Museum, which is under renovation right now. And that's a genuinely important museum, actually. The specimens they have there are really world-class. Under renovation, I'm hoping that when it's done, it'll be spectacular. And another one, which is a real favorite of mine, is up in Taiping, Perak Museum. Mm. And in many ways, it's a terrible museum. But it's because it's been left behind, it is like a throwback to something from the Victorian era. And it's the only opportunity you will get, perhaps in the world, to experience that kind of museum. So that was really nice. But to go around the world, in Malaysia, we follow the kind of the British style of presenting artifacts, which is very boring, very boring. You know, you show a pot, and that's supposed to signify the Han Dynasty. It's like, oh, yeah. But when I went to Berlin, they had the Pergamon Museum, where it is dazzlingly spectacular. They have rebuilt the gateways to Babylon. I mean, literally the gateways to Babylon. They're like 50 feet high, and it's spectacular. And so you really feel that it's being evoked, reimagined, and you kind of know what it must have felt like to go there. That was spectacular.
And I guess just bringing it back to a local situation and looking at the current pricing of the admission for some of our museums, fees start as little as 2 ringgit, and you yourself paid 4 ringgit for Museum Negara. What do you make of the current pricing of admission?
Well, you know, you got to ask yourself sometimes, is it really worth any more than that? If the curators, the bureaucrats who run the place, who perhaps came from other ministries that have nothing to do with arts and culture, if they perceive it to be only worth $4, then you're going to get an experience that's only worth $4. So don't be charging me $50 to go see something that is actually only worth $4. Mm. But if I don't know how much revenue they get from ticketing. If they double it, you get double the ticket revenue, but still, how much is that? I don't know.
Yeah, especially when you have air conditioning and drink machines. And I think, no, but those points are important because when you go to a museum, it isn't, I mean, part of it, of course, a big part of it is always going to be about the exhibits, but a large part of it is also these sorts of creature comforts, right?
Absolutely. Mm. The way that people are going now, the most important thing is actually your museum shop, the shopping experience. And then you can actually join in on the experience later online. So you got the Victoria and Albert Museum.
Oh, that's a beautiful gift shop.
It's a fantastic gift shop. The British Museum gift shop is better than the museum, quite frankly. And you can then purchase items which resonate with you emotionally, that re-evoke the thing that you saw, that period of time that you are fascinated by. And then you have all these jewelers and artisans around the country who would be, you know, getting revenue. So the shop is really important. And, of course, the restaurant, or Creature Comforts, you say. But so it's a swish, modern experience all around.
So you were talking about the gift shops, but the tourism ministry, on the other hand, wants to raise the price of admission fees into the museums, especially for tourists. What do you think about that proposal?
I think the fact that we're now talking about museums, if he has said that and it's provoked conversation and making us ask about how much is it worth to go in there, I think that's a good thing. And if then it is put up, say, double to four, old people, I think you only pay $2. If it's double, then that would provoke a response as well. And we'd have to start looking at the quality of the product. So I'm not against it because it really is so cheap. But I do remember I went to the Science Museum here a long time ago. Maybe it's improved since then. But I went to the Science Museum and it was terrible. It was terrible. But it was a school holiday. And parents had come with their kids, and they were just desperate to have a place that they could take their kids, not just so that the kids could run around and expend energy, but they could learn something and they could have a good time together. But it was terrible. And the look on the parents' faces as they saw just this awfulness, it was so sad. So by all means, raise the price. Please raise the quality.
Cam, you know, I did want to talk about this one thing, which is that, I mean, we've been talking about museums, and I have to admit that the bulk of the ones that I've visited and enjoyed have been abroad, and that's not something that makes me particularly happy, because as you said, when you're there, you can see locals, clearly locals, you know, who are just sort of, it's just kind of their weekend experience, and then I feel deeply envious and I want to crumble up and die. And in a lot of those museums, they do rely on private donations, membership fees, just expecting people to want to go over and over again. Do you think in time this sort of model might be able to work for us?
Oh, absolutely. But aren't rich people in Malaysia a constant source of disappointment? yeah. They've had the opportunity always to invest money in the arts and in culture and museums. Any rich person could come down to the Museum of Negara and say, I'm going to give you $1 million today. And there are so many rich people who could easily afford that. So I guess that they would need to know that who wants to enter into the belly of bureaucracy in this country? No one. But if they know that their experience could be facilitated correctly, that the kind of quality that they would like to have associated with their names, then that's a massive step forward. But you don't have to spend $1 million. You go to these museums and you'll see a lot of names. You know, this exhibit is thanks to these people. And they didn't necessarily give that much. But yes, we need to get that community experience from top to bottom. So yes, rich people, you are disappointing.
And the ministry also wants to see better community engagement happening at museums. What do you think we could do more of to attract people to visit these spaces?
Well, when I went to Museum Negara, I was actually invited there by... I do a little guided tour sometimes down around, walking tour around KL. So somebody came along and she invited me to Museum Negara because she is a member of the Friends of the Museum, which is a volunteer group of people who go there, and they conduct tours and they do outreach and everything. And she said, you know, it's quite a lively community. It is clear that there are people who want to take part and who want to entertain and educate their fellow Malaysians. I think there's no absence of desire to go visit a museum and to participate in making the museum experience better. So community outreach, it's a no-brainer, and it'd be very easy to do. If you can create, someone mentioned temporary exhibitions, exciting temporary exhibitions that bring school kids in. School kids, they grow up and they are will forever remember that experience. So they then will take part. I do remember going past Museum de Gare a long time ago, and there were cars parked, double, triple parked on the highway. It was an exhibition, temporary exhibition about Hantu.
Oh.
And, you know, Malaysians couldn't resist. And it is so easy to create a title, and you could find the artifacts and the stories, and people will come.
So it's just a little bit of work then. I mean, Cam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was, of course, Cam Razlan, host of BFM's A Bit of Culture. Also, sometime erstwhile host on the evening edition, which he'll actually be doing later on in the week. So, Cam, this is also your on-air reminder. We are talking about museums, specifically whether you are the kind of person who enjoys visiting museums. Is that an important part of your tourist experience? And then also, what do you make of our museums here in the country? Have you enjoyed visiting them? Do you think they need upgrading? You can call us at 77732900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. On Twitter, Harish Deal says, I make it a point to visit museums. We have many quote-unquote museums at districts, states, yet very basic information. And, you know, the same goes with libraries or archives within government agencies, national bodies. And why? Because we aren't a nation of documents. Harish goes on to say, I visited Museum Kemaman over the weekend. No entry fee, very basic information of the district, list of MB not updated. And then there is a mock MB office followed by a bunch of question marks. At least the museum acknowledged sports stars from Terengganu.
It's just like we seem to have to accept piecemeal updates sometimes. And it's just unfortunate that some of our museums are like that. They are not updated. They're not well taken care of. And I don't know where it necessarily should start, right? Do museums just need more funding? Or do they need to up their game to get more funding? It's a chicken and egg kind of situation.
It is, but I think Cam also alluded to the fact that there are ways to work within what you have,
sure.
Right? I mean, you already have artifacts. You already have the items. I think what is sometimes not there is the narrative to drive people to want to see those items as part of our nation's narrative, because otherwise it's just a bunch of sticks, you know? Who
just
knows?
A pot there. What is it for?
Exactly. You know, how many people are that intrigued by a pot if you don't already have the existing information before you went to the museum? But yeah, keep those messages coming. We're talking about museums. Do you like them? Are they important to you? How are our museums doing? What do you think? Call 77732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
6:34 in the evening, you're with Lynn, Kelvin and Aiman, and we're talking about museums because our tourism minister, Datuk Mohamadin Ketapi, has basically said we need to review the ticket prices. And that just got us thinking. How important museums are in terms of the tourism experience, like how many people are actually coming to Malaysia and thinking, oof, I must see that museum. And then also just whether or not if we raise those prices, we're going to get upgrades in turn in these museums. So we've been asking you, do you like museums? Does it matter to you? And also, what do you think of our museums? That number to call is 77732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Rose says, personally, I think they shouldn't be called museum, but must see them. They are wonderfully informative almost all over the world and a fast track into the history of the country you're in.
I love the fact that, and I think this was a point that Cam brought up earlier, that in some other museums, you can actually spend the whole day there, even if you're not really doing much, if you're just there to admire the scenery. I've been to some art museums where I just see people sitting there and just trying to sketch out whatever painting they're looking at. And that's such a lovely thing to do. Something so relaxing you can do over the weekend as well.
My favorite museum, I was thinking about it while Cam was speaking and kind of going through the experiences that he's had. And I remember going to the Pompidou Center in Paris, which is sort of the modern art museum, and just losing hours of my life and, you know, emerging from it kind of dazed and confused. I felt like I'd been in a completely different space and my brain felt like it had grown, you know, I don't know how
twice
many times.
The size.
Yeah. And it was just such a great experience. And that's that exact feeling that I want from any museum I go to. It doesn't matter where, you know, and doesn't really matter what it's about. As Ro is saying, it's about the learning of the thing. Mm. And so I think the question here is also whether or not our museums are displaying our stuff in a way that makes that learning conducive.
And yeah, and it's, for me, it's important that the museum reflects the history and the culture of that country itself. So if you go to the UK, you want to go to the British Museum and the National Science Museum, Natural History Museum, sorry, because those are really synonymous with British history and what they are about. So when it comes to Malaysia, it's important for us to have really impressive artifacts, exhibitions that can educate both the locals and tourists as well about our history and culture.
So on that note, while we're talking about national museums, we are getting a bunch of messages about that. Chris on Twitter says, last time I went to Museum Negara was 10 years ago. Batu Besarat was made of styrofoam. It was breaking into pieces. I went to the Education Museum at Malacca. School bags from the 50s were from Billabong. The quality was just not there. And then we... other messages coming through. I think one that basically said that our National Museum is in a sad state. It's dim surroundings. It's boring. Similarly, that has come through from Jessica saying, sorry to say, it's downright dull.
And I think just to pick up on Ayman Salia's point about what it says about a certain place, a certain country, when I visited Australia's National Museum, one piece that I was very taken, I was really into was the fact that they admitted and spoken a lot about the history that of the country with its dealings of the indigenous communities there. It does sort of reflect the country's national narrative on certain topics, depending on what they choose to portray in certain museums. For example, if we look at the museum, Museum Negara, for example, right, and how rather it wasn't the greatest display, our Orang Asli Museum. And that really does say and reflect how we treat our Orang Asli here as well.
And I also want to add to that as well, in the Orang Asli Museum, and this is to my point, how it reflects us as a country as well.
Yeah.
The displays there were riddled with grammatical errors, and that really grinds my gears as well. So it's
like they just didn't care.
I don't know if they don't care or maybe, I don't know, some kind of oversight to it. But it's really important that we have it perfect, you know. When foreign tourists come here, they see really good English, they know that we really care about museums.
And, you know, perfect here, I think, is not trying to display a perfect version of Malaysia or a perfect version of, like you were saying there, Australia, right? Mm. It's acknowledging that dark spots in history are part of what make the country what it is. And John on WhatsApp is saying exactly that, saying, I love museums that have a comprehensive display of ancient history. I don't appreciate modern history. They tend to be politically skewed towards the ruling group of the day, unless they're bold enough to show the good, bad and ugly. Kids need to be taught to appreciate history. Let them learn to, you know, pursue their family and then later on their community history. That will help them know their roots, warts and all.
That is an important point. It also says to what kinds of history are we willing to accept in the country, what kinds of communities are we willing to see that has existed in the past and how we've treated them in the past as well. I feel like with Malaysia, there is some parts of history that we're not very willing to admit to.
We are getting recommendations, actually. There are quite a few people saying the museums they've been to. So LK says, history buff, especially in terms of Chinese history. I've been to the National Museum in Beijing, Seoul and Cairo. They're amazing and informative. The same can't be said about museums here. Lack of maintenance and facilities, and sometimes you feel like they try it hard to distort history. And then we have this from Adnan.
I am a fan of museums. The latest one I visited was the History Museum of Pasir Salat in Perak. Excellent material and artifacts. Too bad the main gallery was closed due to a lack of maintenance. Even then, it was an impressive display. The rest are mediocre, with the exception of Taiping and Museum Negara.
That speaks to a message that came through also from Zulkifli, who says, I've visited museums in almost all the states in Malaysia. Some are better than others. I guess some are not run by museum-y people, and it shows.
I want to know your favourite, Zulkifli, because I really do want to visit some of the museums in other states as well. I'm really looking forward to visiting Kelly's castle as well as Yasmin Ahmad's museum in Ipoh.
I'm interested in visiting the one that Cam was mentioning just now, the Natural Science Museum, right. Natural History Museum in Sarawak.
Once it's done with renovation,
once
right?
Once it's done with renovation, yeah.
Wyman says, our museum should be like the British Museum, immersive, always changing and engaging. There's F&B outlets and tours to talk about the exhibits. Plus, it's free, which brings me also to KW, who says, why do you need to charge for tickets? Museums in Washington, D.C. are all free, and then it's pay-as-you-wish in New York. It's not all pay-as-you-wish, to be fair. Mm-hmm. Some of them are. But what do you guys think of that idea of making it free?
There is some value there, but I think a donation... I'm not sure where I stand on it necessarily. There is a need for funding for the museums. We're not in a place where we can necessarily contribute way too much in terms of government funding into the museums. There is other alternative models like private owners, really wealthy people becoming patrons of museums. And that was a model that Cam was really, that sounded in favor of, just that we haven't really been able to do it. A donation is lovely. It does encourage you to say, okay, I've played a part in making sure that other people are able to access this as well. So I'm really mixed. I'm not sure where I stand on this necessarily.
Well, I think it shouldn't be free because there are so many free museums in Malaysia. At the same time, we are complaining about the lack of maintenance and how dull it is and how the exhibits are not up to standards. So I think it's important to have investment, whether it is from the part of the museum goers or on the part of corporations. They can sponsor arts and culture and museums, and that should lead to an improvement in our experiences in museums.
I do think that there is something to be said about keeping it accessible. I think earlier we were talking about trying to have a tiered price system, right? So yep. That not everybody has to pay, say it becomes 20 ringgit. Not everybody will have to pay that 20. And it's not necessarily just to do with age. It might also have to account for why you're here, you know, are you a student? Just all sorts of things. Paying for a museum also shows that we care about the museum, also shows right. That we value yeah. The role of the museum in our city, in our town. And that's important because it should be a two-way relationship. Otherwise, what's the point? Adrian says, my last visit to Museum Negara was, you know, back in primary. I was going to ask if it's worth visiting again, but doesn't seem like it based on Cam. I did visit the Army Museum at Port Dickson recently. Free and quite interesting. It's a small one. I have been to the Army Museum. Mm. Have you guys been there?
I haven't.
No, I haven't.
It's great because of the cannons. It's great because there are ships and, you know, sort of very small vessels. On the other hand, it's diorama central.
Wow.
So there are some bits where when it's dark, it really feels like you are wandering into a nightmare space, which is great. I mean, I'm the kind of person who likes that.
Is that intentional?
I mean, some of it was about piracy, so maybe, but okay. I think a lot of it was just lighting. I think the lights weren't necessarily on enough. Keep those thoughts coming. We are getting lots of recommendations for museums. We're also getting lots of comments about price. Either way, call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bruce Freddie Morrissey, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, it's 6:49. You're with Lynn, Kelvin and Ayman today on the Evening Edition, and we're talking about museums, our local ones, your favourites, as well as how important museums are to you, whether you, just as a local or when you're travelling. If you have any thoughts, call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And just very quickly, this just in, the Dewan Rakyat has actually unanimously agreed to lower the voting age from 21 to 18 years. 211 MPs agreed to the government's motion.
Wow. Hmm.
No one rejected it. There are going to be more details in the 7 o'clock news bulletin and probably all day tomorrow.
How exciting. That's such great news. I think after very long discussions and very long efforts, especially by NGOs like UNDI 18, for example, who have been working at this for an extended period of time.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, it's just really nice seeing them agreeing on something for once.
Not just agreeing, but unanimously agreeing. Yeah. I mean, when was the last time we saw that word? So, yay us. Tune in to the 7 o'clock bulletin for more. And now we are going back to messages on the subject of museums. First up, we have this from Liana on Twitter.
I genuinely think that our National Museum is outdated as it's still stuck in the 90s. Upgrade the quality or installations if they're going to raise the fee. Because I love going to museums and galleries, but I'd rather go to Balai Seni Visual Negara than our National Museum.
And I think you mentioned this just now, right, Aiman, that you've been to Balai Seni and it's really quite good.
Oh, I love it. It's really good. And like I said as well, they always bring in these special temporary exhibitions and it's very frequent. So it just makes you want to keep on coming back. And that, I think, is important for the Museum Negara as well.
And that's an important element of it, right? The fact that you want to go back, the fact that you want to return. Sometimes some of the museums I visited abroad, there is a sense where I don't feel like I've spent enough time there. Though it's been since the opening hour till the closing hour, I want to keep returning.
Still on the National Museum, Ramli Sirup on Twitter says, some museums, it's about what's inside. Others, it's stunning architecture. Ours was the frieze depicting Malaysian history, which was staggeringly partially blocked by the LRT station. I appreciate it brings people in, but that was so poorly placed. And that, I think understanding also, going back to what Cam said earlier, right, being able to create those special exhibits or narratives, I think it's also about understanding what your strengths are. And Ramli's absolutely right. Yeah. That is an iconic part of the museum.
Mm. And whether or not you play to your strengths, sometimes there is that need to maybe just understand, okay, that's not what I can afford to do right now. And you're just going to focus on that while slowly channeling some of those gains you get from there back into the exhibitions in the museum itself.
We have SC Lim saying, I think if they have great content in the museums, I wouldn't mind paying 20 or even 30 ringgit to visit. Look at KL Bird Park, which is, yeah, I mean, that's a great experience and also rather pricey.
Very pricey, but I love going. It's like an annual thing I like to do. It's so fun and you get to walk around with the birds. It's just a lovely experience.
I enjoy the budgies so much. Mm. I don't know why. I did want to open that up to everyone, though. 20 or even 30 ringgit, you know, if the museums were to up their game, is that a price that you'd be happy to pay? Let us know. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
We have a WhatsApp message here from Zulfahmi, and he says, come on, RM4 per entry really too low, right? I agree.
I think so, yes.
For recent rates, it is a bit too low. And considering the fact that that might just be a standard fee across the board, regardless of whether you're Malaysian or not, it can be as if for the ones with the stronger currency, it's just way too cheap. Next message comes from Ubay, who says that raise the ticket price and upgrade the museum as it should be a reminder of our history for the next generation.
Yeah, I think it's a pity that a lot of messages we're getting, people either go to the museum as a novelty or when they were in school. And I admit, I'm no different. I mean, the last time I went, I was definitely in school. It should be a place. I mean, if you want it to become a community center, we are so far away from that right now.
Yeah, and it was to Cam's point earlier also when he said that it should be focused more for catering to the experience for locals as opposed to tourists, because that's who you want to bring in and that's who you can expect to consistently go, right, if the quality of the museum is up to par.
On the subject of upgrades, Yvonne says the allocation for maintaining museums, archives and libraries are under the same annual budget. The National Archive is still in the same condition, you know, for the last 10 years now. During my degree studies, now I'm working for a research institute, hasn't changed.
And that's just very sad to hear, because if, for example, you know, where do you begin, right? Again, the question of which should the funding increase first or should the necessary changes be done first?
And next up, we have this message here from Janie.
Janie says, I love museums. I would usually include them in my itinerary, especially if I get time for myself.
Yes.
I don't mind at all those well-curated, albeit commercialized ones with themed merchandise gift shops, as mentioned by Cam. I shudder at the thought of visiting any here, just like public toilets, oh no, which have improved a bit with the emoji there. One can imagine what's in store.
Oh, you know, I have a soft spot for the cheesy museums that we have here. I love me a good diorama. I don't mind it. But I think I don't mind it for the current entry price. So that's the other thing, right? Like, unlike Janie, you know, one can imagine what's in store. I can and I don't mind. You know, I know what I'm buying into. If, on the other hand, you started charging me more money, then I would expect to see something different entirely.
And, you know, press aside the point that that Janie brought up about going to museums alone. Fantastic experience. I don't think I could visit a museum with a person, and it's such an individual experience. With another person, rather. It's such an individual experience, right? You appreciate different exhibitions differently. You appreciate different art pieces. And it becomes like, if you have someone, for myself, if you have someone else there, it's a bit of a drag.
It's a time thing. I think there are different... There's different pace, you know, like some people want to spend more time in front of certain exhibits. Some others are just kind of racing through to the gift shop. And if you are very different people, it's just hard to plan your time together, especially if you feel the need to be stuck at the hip. More recommendations. Singapore has a museum on Orang Asli Botany. Someone else is pointing out the museum at Sungai Lembing in Kuantan is worth visiting. I'm really enjoying these. And then we also have, let's see, this from Ann Chiang.
I visited the Lengkong Archaeological Museum recently to see the Perak Man. It's actually quite a nice museum, but unfortunately, not many people seem to know about it. The Lengkong Valley was listed by UNESCO as a World Heritage Site on the 30th of June 2012. Not much has been publicized about that either. Perhaps the authorities should promote it more.
There are an awful lot of museums flowing through right now that I've actually never heard of. And it's a pity, right?
I'm actually glad we're doing this story today. I'm learning so many new things about the museums.
And now on the subject of price, or on the subject of cost, we have this here from Karen, who says, provide tax incentive for corporate sponsorships, which I think is great. And then we have, for BFM listeners, 20 to 30 ringgit is okay, but not for a lot of other people.
And again, whether or not that might just be a tiered system, right? And perhaps through some of the other government initiatives that, for example, if you have an OKU card, that could be cheaper. If you have a student ID card, that could afford you cheaper rates. It is about increasing accessibility, though, much like the planned fuel subsidy, that it should be also targeted.
LK is back to give quite a specific price point. 15 ringgit for Malaysian adults, 10 ringgit for kids, priced competitively to encourage Malaysians to go, and double that for foreigners.
Sounds like a good price range to me.
If you're going to Sarawak and you're planning to hit up the Natural History Museum, you can also go to the Kuching Cat Museum, according to Chan, who says it was quite epic, but in recent years they closed it for refurbishment. I hope it'll open bigger and better. Keep those thoughts coming. Give us museum recommendations. Also, tell us, 20 to 30 ringgit, is that what you would pay? Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.